The United Way of Greater Chattanooga has partnered with the Chattanooga Times Free Press to give aid to the area's most neediest cases. This assistance program works year-round to help families. I'm speaking with the United Way to learn more. During the holidays is a time when people start thinking about reaching out and helping. A lot of people do it year-round, but the desire to really help someone else in the community will come up in the holidays. And the cold weather and the holidays are also times when people have the most need. People in the community can help. And Kelly Knave is here to tell us how you can help.
Neediest cases is something that our local paper started more than 100 years ago. And it's where they focus on individuals who need some extra help so that they can get over a hurdle to stand on their own feet. Last year, they brought the project to us and asked us to partner with them on it. This will be our second year, and we were lucky to be the recipients of those funds from the paper and able to distribute that to families in our area and individuals who maybe didn't fall under other programs. So we've been able to, like, help refugees with their rent or with utility payments. We've been able to help single mothers who had to miss out on work due to pregnancy, and maybe they had no medical care and they, you know, had no health care leave that they could fall back on. We've helped families who had individuals in their families who maybe had hearing problems and because of that couldn't get a job, and we used the funds to help purchase hearing aids. Or people who, because of low income due to disability or something else, they needed work done on their cars so they could get a job. You know, we help with things like that. So it's been a wide variety of different cases that we have helped with over the past year. And now, in the Chattanooga Times Free Press, we started a series of stories on Thanksgiving that are going to run through the end of December. And it's going to tell what some of these cases were that we helped with throughout the year. People will have an opportunity to give back, to contribute to neediest cases, to help these individuals. We're trying to prevent, you know, we always talk about, oh, this is the time of year people give, or this is the time of year people need help. And it's like, in reality, it's all year long. It isn't just, you know, if somebody suddenly has problems with their utility bills in December, it's probably a larger problem of something being wrong with their home, because they maybe live in a very older home that hasn't been managed or maintained, and they're renting it. And so there are problems with the pipes or problems with the wiring or problems with the heating that they're not aware of, and it's causing them to pay extra money that they shouldn't. Those are the kinds of things that if you look deeper and look earlier in the year, you can help with. And so neediest cases, it's a way people can give back. But another great thing about it is we document every neediest case, and people can see where that money has been going. I mean, we're very careful about the partners we work with, you know, making sure that we're making good selections about who to help, but that we're also spending the money wisely. And so we're working with partners like Metropolitan Ministries, Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults. We're working with Signal Centers. We're working with, you know, so many different organizations for this project. We're working with United Way in Ray County. We're working with United Way in Bradley County. That's the other thing about neediest cases. It's not just confined to Chattanooga or Hamilton County. You know, it goes as far north as Ray and Polk County, and as far south as Walker County. So, I mean, we're trying to hit a wide area so that we can help a genuinely representative cross-section of our population in this area.
If you want to contribute to the Neediest Cases Fund, how would you go about doing that?
The best way for people to do that is just come to the United Way website, which is liveunitedchattanooga.org, and we will always have a Neediest Cases link on our homepage so that people can go straight to it and go to the donation portal.
Is there also information, you had said, on the webpage about maybe a profile of a family that you have helped?
Every week as these stories come out, we will be posting photos and the stories on our website and on our social media, our Facebook page, which is United Way of Greater Chattanooga. And so people will be able to see these stories, you know, and find them at other locations, and they can read the stories and see what type of work we're doing. Building Stable Lives is actually a collaborative program that we do with the Helen McNabb Fort Wood Center, with Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults, and a few other organizations. And quite a few of our clients come through it. And, you know, the whole objective is to help people build stable lives so they won't have a dependency on public assistance. And so that's one of the great things about Neediest Cases and other programs, is it's not about a handout, it's about a hand up.
The Chattanooga Times Free Press collects donations for the Neediest Cases from Thanksgiving through December 31st. Donations can be made through the paper online at timesfreepress.com. The United Way of Greater Chattanooga helps distribute the funds through the 211 agencies. If you or someone you know is in need, you can call 423-752-0353. Information is available online at liveunitedchattanooga.com. More than 300 families have been helped in 2014. Stories about the individuals and families that have been helped by the Neediest Cases Fund are published in the Chattanooga Times Free Press. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.